From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Donald Trump takes on the media for the release of what he terms fake news. Donald Trump inferred that intelligence agencies may have leaked what he calls false information to the press. In his first news conference in many a month, the U.S. president-elect criticized some news organizations for carrying the report and lauded others for not.
I want to thank a lot of the news organizations here today because they looked at that nonsense that was released by maybe the intelligence agencies. Who knows? But maybe the intelligence agencies, which would be a tremendous blot on their record if they in fact did that. A tremendous blot. Because a thing like that should have never been written, it should never been had, and it should certainly never have been released.
The dossier to which he refers contains unproven information about close coordination between Trump's inner circle and Russians about hacking into Democrat accounts, as well as unproven claims about unusual sexual activities by Trump, among other suggestions attributed to anonymous sources. Trump's press secretary, Sean Spicer, also calls the report, first published Tuesday by CNN, outrageous and irresponsible. Meanwhile, Trump's businesses will continue to pursue deals in the United States, though not abroad, while he's president, and he will relinquish control of the company, according to a lawyer who worked with the Trump Organization on the plan. Trump, she says, will put business assets in a trust and take other steps to isolate himself from his company, according to the lawyer. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson says Russia poses a danger to the U.S. and must be held accountable for its actions. He made the comment during his Senate confirmation hearing, where he is addressing many issues, including relations with Russia and China's island building in the South China Sea. VOA's Jeff Custer reports from Washington.
In his opening statement, Tillerson called this an unsettled time in which the world faces considerable threats. He cited recent activities by Russia as well as those by North Korea and Iran.
As we confront these realities, how should America respond? My answer is simple. To achieve the stability that is foundational to peace and security in the 21st century, American leadership must not only be renewed, it must be asserted.
As expected, Tillerson faced tough questions about how he would deal with Russia. During his four-decade tenure as chief executive officer of energy giant ExxonMobil, Tillerson conducted massive oil deals with Russia and developed close ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Airstrikes in the northern Syrian province of Idlib killed at least 10 suspected al-Qaeda-linked militants in Syria Wednesday, the latest in a spate of targeted attacks against the group, according to activists. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 10 were killed when missiles struck two vehicles and three motorcycles in the airstrike in Sarakib, in the rebel stronghold province of Idlib. The observatory said it was not clear if all killed were members of Fatah al-Sham Front, the powerful al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. The group said militants from other groups may be among those killed, including non-Syrians. The U.S. has killed some of al-Qaeda's most senior commanders in Syria over the past 2 years in airstrikes and has recently also increased its targeting of Islamic State militants there. The Syrian government and its ally Russia have also targeted militants in Syria. On Friday, a senior member of the Fatah al-Sham was killed in an airstrike in Idlib. A ceasefire across Syria since December 30th does not include Fatah al-Sham, according to the government. The ceasefire was brokered by Russia and Turkey. The United Arab Emirates is confirming the killing of five of its diplomats in Tuesday's bomb attack in Afghanistan's southern city of Kandahar. The blast killed a total of at least 11 people and wounded 16 others, mostly top Afghan government officials. Provincial government Humayun Azizi and UAE ambassador to Kabul, Juma Mohammed Abdullah Al-Ka'abi, were among those wounded. The UAE foreign ministry said Tuesday that its ambassador traveled to Kandahar on a humanitarian mission aimed at helping Afghan orphans and announcing scholarships. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.